Welcome to Talking Agility, a podcast from Accenture. Your host is Elitsa Necheva.
Welcome to Talking Agility. In today's episode, we're going to dig deeper into an important role within the Agile organization, one which we have mentioned in previous episodes, the product owner. We're going to delve into why finding the right person can help firms stay focused on outcomes and drive success for the business. The product owner is often described as the most important role, ensuring an agile project successfully delivers value to the business. So in this episode, I really wanted to go in a little bit more depth around how businesses can grow their product owners and to get more insight from someone on the ground. And as such, I'm joined by John McLeod. John leads the front-end development practice for Accenture Digital in Canada, and his role involves working closely with clients' product owners. John joins me from Toronto. Hi, John, and welcome to Talking Agility. It's a pleasure having you today.
Hi, Ellie. Thanks for having me on.
So, John, to kick off, would you start by telling us more about yourself and the work you do with our clients and how you interact with product owners in your day-to-day job?
Yeah. So I work with Accenture's clients to co-create digital products with them, whether that's something consumer-facing like a website or a mobile app, or something for their employees like a knowledge portal. Agility and agile ways of working are very important to a lot of our clients and also to many developers that we work with. First of all, clients recognize the power of getting something small but valuable to the market quickly and learning from it and then iterating. And certainly our people, who are our greatest asset and the thing that clients come to us for, increasingly expect to work in those agile ways. Developers want to have a sense of purpose, know what it is that they're doing, be focused on developing code that is creating something meaningful and getting out into the world quickly, rather than being bogged down by a lot of process that draws out documentation a long time before you actually get into the code. So as part of those agile delivery methods, the product owner is really key. And I regularly work alongside product owners or acting in the product owner role on our clients' behalf.
So from your perspective, then how would you describe the product owner role, the way that you have experienced it from working alongside one or from performing the role yourself?
Yeah. So fundamentally, the product owner is the person who says what this thing that we're developing should do. And that doesn't mean that they are the only voice. And it doesn't mean that they need to know everything, but it does mean that they need to be super well connected into the business and fully understand the value case. What is it that an organization is trying to achieve, and how is this product going to help them achieve it? I see there being three main strands to a product owner's DNA. One is strategic. What is the thing that our organization is trying to achieve? And what product and what features are required to help move towards that goal? So it's thinking out into the business, out into the market, and plotting the roadmap to get to that future vision that they've helped create. So there's a strategic element to it. A second element is operational. The product owner needs to face into the team and interpret that vision and interpret that roadmap for the team to understand what they should do next. It's working closely with them day in, day out to be able to say, yes, you're on the right tracks, or no, we're going to need to adjust. when you're working in, when you're using Scrum methods, where you work in a sprint that might be 2 or 3 weeks, they're the person who is at the beginning of planning that 2 or 3 week sprint. They're saying, these are the user stories that I want you to commit to this time round. And at the end of that sprint, they're the person who ultimately says, all the acceptance criteria that I set at the beginning have now been met. So they're hugely important in terms of setting the scope and accepting what comes out. And the third strand, I would say, is that they are collaborators and they drive and nurture collaboration in the organization. They will not know everything about the business or about the product and the technology and the market. But what they must know is what their business is trying to achieve, where the value is, and then bring in the right people for any of the other gaps. So they bring together business and technology. They bring design in at the right place and time throughout the process. They connect to the stakeholders and make sure they understand what's coming and are happy with what's coming out. They're really connective tissue throughout the process.
And also, would you agree that they also need to know not only the business, but also the customer well?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're very often they're very often referred to as the voice of customer. They are. They need to think themselves into the shoes of the people who are using that product, whether it's a customer to their organization or whether it's an employee, understanding what their needs are, what they are trying to achieve, and how they might think about it, which could drive entirely different feature sets or priorities.
Sure.
So both of those kinds of understandings need to come together, the business appreciation and the deep understanding of customer.
Yeah, so then to summarize, the product owner is actually one of the most crucial members of the team.
It absolutely is. So very often when people are trying to drive agile into their organization, they focus on the delivery rituals and continuous integration and how they're going to have collaborative spaces. But you can tune that machine as much as you like and have a wonderful team dynamic running smoothly. But if the product owner isn't strong and set in the right direction, you will be either building the wrong thing or building something that is not changes direction too often. In either case, you are wasting your investment.
This is Talking Agility. Send us your feedback at Accenture.com/talkingagility.
So let's say you found the product owner. So how can leadership best support that person in the role? And what are some of the pitfalls that you have seen in your experience?
Yeah. So the product owner needs to be empowered to make decisions. They are going to be working with the team day in, day out, and the team is moving at speed. And so they need to be able to make calls on what the product should do, how it should look, what non-functional requirements it needs to meet in terms of responsiveness or usability. All of those things, the product owner needs to be empowered to decide. I've seen situations where you have someone who has the technical understanding, gets the product, is available all the time, but they make decisions which then when we come to a sprint review or to some other presentation to stakeholders, they get overruled. And then we just need to unpick everything. I've also seen situations in which that person for every decision needs to call someone else. And that just adds a lag in your your time scales and means that you are not able to move at the speed that you expect. So yeah, I mean, one is empowered. Alongside that, they need to be co-equal with the sponsor. So they need to be protective of the value. There's a concept that we talk about sometimes, which is they use the term HIPPO, which stands for highest paid person's opinion. And if you fall into the HIPPO trap, what you get is a roadmap which is shaped by whoever the most senior person who saw it defined. And the trouble with that is the moment that you go to someone more senior, then they change the roadmap, or the political wind will change, and that person will change their opinion, and the roadmap will have to change. So the product owner needs to be defensive of the value, understand where it comes from, and set up an economic framework that allows you to justify your prioritization and the order in which things are coming mm-hmm. out into the market. And if you've got that and try to make that as objective as possible, then you have that ability to push back and have really powerful discussions with the sponsor about the right thing to come next. I mean, one of the challenges in finding the right person is that this is such a unicorn role that requires such a breadth of understanding and such a breadth of skill. So what we very often see is multiple candidates for a product owner. One has a really great understanding of the business and of the strategy, but has no understanding of how agile delivery works or feels uncomfortable talking to developers about how you might break something down in a way that can be delivered iteratively. So that's someone who covers the strategic right. piece, but not the operational piece. And likewise, on the other side, you can have someone who has deep agile skills, really comfortable talking to developers, and could even be a great business analyst. But if they don't understand the organization that they're part of and that they're serving, if they don't understand where the strategic value is, then they're not going to be pointing sure. in the right direction. The other dimension that's often difficult is around availability. So very often, if there is someone who has all these qualities, they're busy. And what you find is this person would be the right person, but they can only be available 20%.
Right.
And that's not good enough. And so you need to be careful of that. And on the flip side, if there's someone who's 100% available, sometimes they're not the person right. that has that breadth of skill. So you need to, it's very difficult to find the right person. And it's a reason that we're often helping our clients build up those skills and capabilities and helping serve those roles, often in the interim or alongside one of their people while they build that capability.
Very, very important point. So I guess there are sort of two pyramids that are working alongside each other when it comes to the characteristics that you mentioned. One of them is the product owner needs to be strategic, operational, and collaborative. And then the other one is around empowered, co-equal sponsor, and then being able to interact with the teams in a productive way. And also the other thing that you mentioned that I really liked is the fact that they also need to have the ability to craft, relay a vision to the team, and at the same time be very close to the customer, owning the product backlog and focus on bringing value to the customer.
Yeah, and I think, absolutely. And I think that there is a really important mindset piece here, which is leading from outcomes. So given that the product owner understands where the value is, thinking about what is the outcome I want to achieve with the next release, and how will I measure whether I've got there So thinking about the metrics, thinking about how you're actually going to understand whether you've achieved what it is that you want to do. And then given that, what are the features that support that? Too often, our clients and actually many people in the industry at large lead feature first. Here's the feature that I want. And then we go in search of a business case justification. Whereas the mindset shift is, what's the change that I want to see? How will I measure it? And what's the minimum mm-hmm. set of features that I can do to move the dial and achieve that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And do you have an example? Can you think of an example of a team that's done this right?
Yes, absolutely. So we have worked with a large organization, a large company in retail who focus on home improvement goods. And we worked with them to set up a digital capability and worked with them to help start transforming their organization. That meant working with them a number of different fronts, but one of the key capabilities that they identified their gap in was product ownership. And so what we did was we brought in a number of our product owners and some associated disciplines like design and user testers to work with some of their people. Initially, what we would call two in a box. Yeah. So for a single product owner role, we would have one of our people and one of their people working together. Quite often, like that pair of people would determine between themselves the right balance of responsibilities and work hand in hand throughout the project. Quite often, what you would get is the person from the client facing out to the business and with support from our person looking at the strategic piece mm-hmm. and engaging the stakeholders. And the balance for our person was more into the team, advising the on the strategy, but really helping interpret it and bring the rigor to the prioritization of the backlog. So that worked well, and it ran for a long time and continued. We continue to provide capability and capacity to them as they go through fluctuations in their program.
Would you tell us, as sort of a piece of advice to any product owners who may be listening to our episode, what are some practical next steps or things that they can do in their day-to-day job?
Yeah. So I think the key takeaway is the product owner role is hard. It's really hard to find just one person who can cover it all in many of the organizations we find ourselves in. So recognize the breadth of what needs to be covered, the strategical piece, operational, the collaborator aspect. And if you can't find it all in one person, consider bringing two people together, but make sure that they are in absolute lockstep and have full availability to the team. And I think in terms of practical steps and things to focus on to really take product ownership to the next level. You know, everybody should have the value at the where the value comes from at the front of their mind, and taking what we would call a minimum viable product mindset. So what I described was think about what the outcome is, take work out how you'd measure it and generate features to support that and not the other way around.
John, before we finish for today, is there anything else that you wanted to share with us and our listeners?
Yeah, I think I've been speaking a lot about the skills, capabilities, and activities that a product owner needs to cover. But I think one of the things that I didn't mention was it's really a product owner's role to inspire the team. The product owner is the owner of the vision. They need to see that picture of the future and make the team excited about it and bring them along on the journey. They need to motivate the team and have them understand at every stage along the journey what their goal is and why it's important that they're doing it. One of the powerful things about Agile is that you move from developers thinking, I have to create 5 widgets today for me to be done, to thinking, what I'm doing is bringing this customer closer to their doctor through this health app, or I'm making it easier for people to buy a home with this new feature. So really inspiring people to believe in the vision and bring the best of themselves to realize it. I think that sense of the team's purpose is an important indicator of how good your product owner is.
John, I want to thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
No problem. Delighted to.
So we've covered a lot of ground in today's episode. What do you think about what you've heard on the podcast so far? What successes are you seeing and what challenges can we learn from? I'd love to hear from you, so please find me at accenture.com/talkingagility or on Twitter or LinkedIn. Your feedback is really important to us, so please let us know your thoughts. Thank you very much for tuning in, and until next time.